From Lubbock to Laredo, El Paso to Houston, and Dallas to Brownsville, we're Talking Texas with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a liberal corporate management muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, Senator Cornyn's Senate gun compromise makes you less free, less safe, and grows government spending. It's all a bit like Lyndon Baines Johnson's war on poverty and great society. You spend trillions not on your own family or on productive things, but handing it over to government, and then wake up decades later with the same levels of poverty. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing affordable turnkey drug and alcohol testing programs for institutions and businesses and truckers and fleet owners. Allied Compliance Services is your best friend in compliance with DOT testing regulations. Reach the best in compliance at AlliedCompliance.com. Well, my friends, the big test, the big heat, ERCOT and the past few days test shows what we've been telling you, that we must have serious policy change on wind and solar generation. By the way, I know some Oncor customers in North Texas lost power during the extreme heat. They said that wasn't anything to do with the grid, though, just equipment. And the compound, that's right, the compound for the True Texan Studio has its own special transformer from the power company and just other little members of the compound, I think 25 meters or something, are on that. And late Saturday night, while it was still almost 100 degrees outside, the transformers blew. So we certainly understood the problems with the heat and that. But I will say that Lubbock Power and Light got the job done, got a new transformer placed, and got it all done in under 4 hours, which is critical to your food and stuff staying good in your refrigerators and freezers. So anyway, good job there, but it's awfully hot. Listen to the show anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. Not just a day to be a Texan, but a great day to be a Texan. Texas prisons, after a short pause last week, have resumed transporting prisoners. They've made some changes. They'll have three corrections officers, three guards. That's what you're doing. You're not correcting anybody. You're guarding them, and be proud of the word, because that's what the job is. I mean, there's nothing proud. There's no pride in being called a building engineer when you're a janitor. That what that is, learn it. That is actually a pejorative from the high-level people who think that you need to be, you know, it's somehow the job you do every day to feed your family is not worthy. Think about that. This corrections officer, you're not correcting anybody. It's a prison. You're a guard. You're guarding them. Be proud of it. Take it on with the pride, because we need people to do it. It's hard to get people to do it, and it's dangerous. And you're in there with the crappiest people all day long when you're working. So we appreciate your work. They're going to have three guards instead of two when they transport them. They're also going to have enhanced searches of inmates before they board prison vans. That's one of those leaves you scratching your head thinking, Huntsville and TDCJ, what do you think? Why was that not always the case anytime you move a prisoner? And prison officials are going to install new video surveillance equipment in transport vehicles. And let's see, and the highest risk people will be transported by themselves, and they're going to enhance on-site medical capabilities to reduce the need for off-site transport. Well, that's just spend more money, and we'll see. I don't know, but the more guards is good. The video stuff is all right, but what it ought to be done is it ought to be using cell data that's so inexpensive now in most areas, and streaming that live back to a central guard station where it can be watched. That would be helpful, but I wonder if they even thought of that. Houston ISD under investigation. Boy, we did this drag queen stuff shows up everywhere. KHOU has a story. Governor Abbott's directed TEA to investigate a claim made by a parent at Houston ISD school board meeting last week. The parent claims, very sober-minded parent, by the way, if you go read and look into this story, that a Houston ISD teacher took his son to a drag show. He took him to a drag show when he was underage, and it was really bad. It was a really bad experience. He also put him next to a sex offender when he was out there with my son, the parent said. HISD simply said, Houston ISD takes all allegations seriously and will cooperate with the Texas Education Agency. Well, they don't cooperate with TEA on much. I guess on that one they say they will. And by the way, Governor Abbott has proven once again that his conservatism is only as far as it counts to get your vote. I've been telling you for years that our university systems are in serious trouble. You know it. They're in Texas, they're in trouble. The governor appoint, those are the most coveted gubernatorial appointees. People donate tons of money hoping to get one of these appointments to a board of regents. And as soon, you know, UT discovered all kinds of troubles there. They had promoted a guy from the head of the law school up to president, and he'd been under scandal at the law school. I mean, really bad stuff, forgivable loans from the foundation to fellow guy, you know, buddies there, big money, and he still moves up. Well, Wallace Hall, a great true patriot who doesn't care about the cocktail and croissant crowd, as Rush would call it, and you know, he's not intimidated by somebody like Greg Abbott or anybody else. He's made tons of money. He's a good man from the Dallas area. He was a regent, and he and a few others started digging at UT and finding all kinds of horrible corruption. And, I mean, he was right in all of it. I mean, look, the people there all ended up leaving. But when Abbott got elected governor, he had a chance. It was right in the middle of this stuff. He had a chance to appoint further, you know, just good government. Forget conservative. Has nothing to do with that. Just good government, reform-minded regents. And he didn't. He shut the whole thing down, let those people leave, and put on the insider buddies. And this is evidence that Greg Abbott is not committed to conservatism. He's an insider guy, kind of like John Cornyn. He is a player. He's got to be part of it. There has been no university system there in Texas that has had worse trouble, maybe TSU's home campus, but in the last many years, is North Texas, UNT. UNT has been, folks, it's so bad there, the leftism, and it's not just the student body, remember, that's the point of this. It's the actual executives and administrators of University of North Texas that have publicly taken roles contrary to the law to join up with these cancel culture, heckler's veto leftists. And how do we know that beyond Pratt just making an assertion? Well, other than having covered the stories, they've already lost in federal court multiple times. Well, Robert, wow, why do we not hear about that? That's right, because the media keeps a lid on this stuff generally. They're not telling you all about this. The fact is, it's terrible in the other places, but UNT, these cases have made it to federal court, and the administration itself, the actual institution, and the administrators have been on the losing end multiple times now. And there are many other lawsuits. Well, I got a press release today from the governor. He's appointed three University of Texas System Board of Regents. And it's typical Greg Abbott. He's not trying to fix this war on your children at all. Doesn't care. He put Lindy Wright Ridman of the co-owner Specs Wines and Spirits on there. No record of being any kind of reformer. And then reappointed A.K. Mago and Laura Wright. Mago's a business person in Dallas, and Laura Wright's former Southwest Airlines executive who's been chairman of this board of regents at UNT off and on. No reformer whatsoever. And this is the kind of proof, if you don't understand it, this ought to show you what we're talking about. Greg Abbott's conservatism is a useful tool. He's not committed to any of this because I know from personal experience, Governor Perry actually got involved in these appointments to make sure we had the right policy. Governor Abbott doesn't care, even in a place like UNT that has been an absolute embarrassment to Texas and has lost in court more than once. What's he do? He just appoints the same old folks to the Board of Regents. That's Governor Abbott.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
My entire trip, hotels, food, transport, and fun for both Isabel and me to Dental Care's Dr. Silvia Zuniga in Costa Rica cost us less than half my lowest dental work quote at home. I'm not alone in learning how much of a do not miss opportunity this is. A farmer from Crosby County had dental work needs that would have cost $25,000 here. He went to Dr. Zuniga at Dental Care, a cosmetic dental specialist, by the way, and had all 28 of his teeth crowned, each shaped uniquely for him, and two root canals he needed, all for under 10 grand. He had a great time, went to the Pacific Side beaches for a few days too, and his total hotel bill for the entire trip was under $1,000. Costa Rica is one of the hottest tourist destinations in the world. It's very safe, very easy to get around in, and not expensive to fly to from Texas, including on Southwest. If you want top dental work at affordable prices, learn more about Dr. Silvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
For decades throughout West Texas, Tommy Klein Construction has been a leader in commercial construction. That experience is your assurance that Tommy Klein Construction can do your job right the first time and understands all the government codes with which you must comply. Tommy Klein Construction satisfies state HUB and federal woman-owned business requirements too. Tommy Klein Construction, general commercial building contractors. Reach them at 806-438-3384, 806-438-3384.
Pratt believes the best way to ensure limited government is to limit the number of libs and rhinos who get elected to office. Don't worry, he'll tell you who they are. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We'll get to our Lone Star story of the day on the gun stuff and Senator Cornyn and the Senate coming up in a little bit. Some other things to get to. The federal judge late Friday struck down Biden's ICE deportation protocols that were made to basically not deport people. This is through Alejandro Mayorkas. He directed ICE to refrain from deporting illegal aliens solely on the basis that they're here in the U.S. without authorization. In other words, they're illegal aliens. You deport them because they're illegal aliens, but the Biden administration ordered that you can't deport them because they're illegal aliens. Nope, that's right. That was exactly. The Texas Attorney General Paxton and Louisiana are the plaintiffs in this. And Paxton said, I just dealt Biden another massive defeat in federal court. He tried to throw out immigration law, saying DHS didn't have to detain criminal illegals. Court now says he must. That's right. And we've been fighting on this. This was U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton. All right, my friends. Also, today in Texas history, before we get on to the other matters, Ma Ferguson was born, that's right, in 1875. She's the first woman governor of Texas from 1924 to 26. She and her husband, Paul Ferguson, were just about as corrupt can be. They were stalwart standards of the Democratic Party. Also in 1940, on the 13th of June, FDR signed the $25 million appropriations bill to build the Naval Air Station in Corpus Christi. In College Station, H.W. Bush did his 13,000-foot parachute jump over the presidential library in 2004. And in 2015, this is the day that gunman offered fire on police officers outside of Dallas police headquarters. He was later shot and killed through the windshield of his van by a police sniper. Way to go. This is the day in 1898 that Israel Campbell died in Lamarck. He was born in Kentucky in 1850, came to Texas as a missionary in 1866. In 1867, he reorganized the African Baptist Church, now Avenue L Baptist Church in Galveston, the first completely independent black Baptist congregation in Texas after emancipation. In 1868, Pastor Campbell and John Henry Yates organized the regular missionary Lincoln Baptist Association. Lincoln, get it? These people were Republicans. The first association of black Baptists in Texas. Campbell also wrote the Constitution for the Baptist State Missionary Convention in 1872. By the time of his retirement in 1891, he was known as the father of black Baptists in Texas. This is the day he died in 1898. All right, my friends. Oh, there's another great Today in Texas History about Loving County. Fraudulent petition seeks organizing of Loving County. I think it's the only county to have been organized twice. I don't want to go into it all, but it's kind of funny that pops up today because the county judge and a bunch of them have been arrested in the last few weeks and under indictment. So I guess the cattle theft, selling stray cattle. And it's just the more things change, the more they stay the same. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by our great friends at USA Investigations, providing security, surveillance, witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigations, and more. Learn about the team and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. Another big story I wanted to get to today, as I said at the top of the show, already covered Abbott again showing his commitment to conservatism is only poll deep in his University of North Texas regent appointments. This is another big story. ERCOT and the past few days test shows we must have policy change on wind and solar generation. Fortunately, the show is now podcast, and if you missed it, you can go back to last week and listen to some serious information about the problem we've got. And it's not unique to the U.S. The rest of these other interconnected grids are facing the same problem, and that is a massive retirement of dependable power supply, fossil fuel sources, and some nuclear, but mostly fossil fuel, because of politics directing investment away from them to achieve the goals of these greeny weenies. And it's serious. And you've got a growing population. You're going to see this country move into what we saw in California back with Governor Gray Davis, and we've seen elsewhere, into brownouts and blackouts, into third world power, which of course sinks the economy, all because of this environmental stuff where they're pushing, directing all the investment towards wind and solar. A lot of the state press covered, oh, we made it through the big weekend, the test on ERCOT set record demand ever, which of course makes sense, and that's not climate change, morons. The state of Texas has grown massively. We have grown massively just in the last few years. And so you get real hot weather this time, and with that growth, it's an all-time demand. The interesting part of all this, though, is that how did these so-called, they're not renewable, so quit calling them that wind and solar perform? And again, it shows the problem. The best write-up on this that actually looked at the details, Brad Johnson at thetexan.news. So yesterday, on Sunday, about 5 o'clock, the largest grid in Texas, the ERCOT, which has expanded now. I mean, I'm now in it. Didn't want to be in it. I was happy in the Southwest Power Pool. But anyway, eclipsed 75,000 megawatts, and that was a record not just for June but all time. At that moment, though, Texas had almost 10,000 megawatts in surplus generation available for peak demand. So after all the big shakeup and the problems, you know, temporarily they did a very good job in making sure the power was available. So we had a big, big margin. They pointed out, as I mentioned earlier, some households in North Texas had over 24-hour outages, which is ridiculous when it's this hot, but that was their local deliverer, Encore. Encore said the record-setting heat's putting additional stress on our equipment. That was it. Wind generation, though, over the weekend had mixed results, as we told you and predicted that it would have back in last week's show. On Friday, when we had peak temperatures, it underperformed not only its projections, in other words, those projections turned out to be overly optimistic for wind, but also compared to actual solar, which has a much tinier installed capacity, less than a third of wind's. So the solar, which is less than a third of wind's installed capacity, outperformed wind on Friday. The next day, Saturday, wind generation dipped to nearly a third of its installed capacity during peak demand, mid-afternoon and through early evening. That's right. Dipped to nearly about a third of its installed capacity. Then when the state set the new record on Sunday, wind produced at about two-thirds of its installed capacity, roughly 20,000 megawatts. During that time, 6,100 megawatts of thermal generation was unavailable. Who knows? In the coming years, though, he writes, Texas is set to add loads to more. We're set to add more and more of this renewables generation that's being taxpayer subsidized, while thermal capacity, the reliable stuff, has been mothballed with zero new additions set to come online in years to come, despite the incredible, unprecedented population growth. Combined with a few weeks ago, we now have more Fortune 500 companies headquartered here than either California or New York. The whole world's changing, but what's happened is that we're not keeping up with it. This is pure market not doing it, but because of bad policy. these solar and wind generators are going to have to invest in power that can be turned on at a moment's notice, whether it's some new pie-in-the-sky storage technology actually proving out, or whether they have to go together and for every, you know, so many megawatts, build a gas-powered power plant. They're going to have to do this because there's no way that this can work. We got lucky with a good margin, but just like when we had the big freeze, you had all this wind stuff frozen up around the state, and you don't generate much solar then. We are not building dependable, the kind of power supplies you can ramp up and ramp down at any time you need them, all because of policy. We covered that in detail last week, and the real question is whether Texas generators and everybody else, I mean Texas legislators and the governor and people, will actually take this seriously, because to date they're not. To date, the new PUC regs all put the cost of this stuff on you. The costs need to be on the people who put power generation on the grid, wind and solar, that can't meet the demand things. They need to bear the cost. That's the way it needs to be. And if not, we're going to pay a huge price. Back in a moment.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
It's the real talk of Texas with the authentic accent thrown in free. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Pratt on Texas, the Texas Hour. It's our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. And you truckers, get with AlliedCompliance.com. They'll help you with all your testing. They'll be your third-party administrator. They do a great job of that. You fleet owners, you know, you have to have that database, that registry of all these drivers and their stuff. They'll help you with all of it. Get it done. AlliedCompliance.com. Our Lone Star story of the day. Corn and Senate gun compromise makes you less safe, makes you less free, and grows government spending. It's all a bit like Lyndon Baines Johnson's War on Poverty, the Great Society. You'll spend trillions of your dollars not how you want them to be spent and on family for the next decades. You'll just hand it over to government bureaucrats who take their big fat cut, and then you'll still have the same levels of poverty. You'll still have the same levels of crime. I want to start with a crime story that's out, a shocking story this weekend. KHOU reporting out of Houston. This happened late, about 11 o'clock on Sunday night, the 12th of June. Headline, Harris County Sheriff's Office, 7-year-old boy killed while he was in bed during drive-by shooting. Now, we get these. We get these even in the town in which I live. A 7-year-old, Paul Vasquez, has lost his life. His family lived in a mobile home, trailer home. His bedroom's near the front, mobile home
not going to stop any high-powered weapon. I mean, even a brick veneer high-powered weapon will go through. But nevertheless, here's a little bit from the story. When deputies arrived at the scene, they said a family of four was in their trailer home, either already sleeping or getting ready for bed, when a silver sedan rolled up and started shooting, taking the life of a little boy. Investigators said there were three brothers and their mother in the house at the time of the shooting. Only the seven-year-old boy was shot in the chest, and according to deputies, he said something to his mom before collapsing. He was in his bed in his bedroom. His bedroom was in the front of the trailer home where the gunfire struck the trailer home, said Sheriff's Deputy Sergeant Jason Brown of the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Now, I want you to think for a moment. Who out there thinks the people who did this purchased their weapons through a legal channel that would be subject to background checks, even though we already have background checks for almost all gun purchases? The big mantra is expand background checks. Democrats always talk about a loophole, and there is no loophole. All firearm sales sold by federally licensed gun dealers require a background check, period. There's no loophole. But ask yourself, the people who went up and, all the other crime stories every week we see, went outside and just indiscriminately started firing into this trailer home in Harris County. Who thinks the people who did that purchased their weapons through a legal channel that would be subject to background checks? Who thinks the people who did this would effectively be subject to any type of red flag law? Think about that. Who thinks the people in the gangbangers or drug dealers or whomever else goes out and, recidivisms, it's 80-90% of crimes, the same people. Who thinks these people would be effectively subject, not under the law, the wording, but I mean effectively subject to any type of red flag law? What's the other gangbangers? Jose this week, he's a little bit, Demetrius, he's, I don't know, John, he's a little unstable this week. He might kill the wrong drug dealer. We better turn him in to get his guns. Yeah, come on in here. We want to help and cooperate with the investigators. Turn him in because he's a little unstable. He got a little bad meth. Who thinks the people who did this and killed this little boy would bother seeking mental health treatment over their violent behavior? Who thinks that? Who thinks the people who killed this seven-year-old would bother seeking mental health treatment over their violent behavior? Now, I know the far leftists, so that's why we need to ban all guns. The problem with that is you're not going to ban all guns. You can make guns with today's technology fairly easily, and they're available all over the world. They're always going to be available all over the world, and even in countries that are little bitty islands, an island literally where they can watch everything that comes in every port. They've got illegal guns all over the streets and gun violence. So let's set that aside. What Senator Cornyn and others, along with Democrats, are proposing is as big a fraud on the American people as the War on Poverty and LBJ's Great Society program. And while they will take credit for doing something, you will be less free and, more importantly, less safe. These laws and spending do little to nothing to change the behavior of the criminal element, which is inherently not much deterred by the idea of breaking a law or regulation. And it is amazing to me how many people still can't figure that out. Someone who is a criminal, by definition, does not obey laws. They don't care what the laws are. So inherently, a new law in the book or a new regulation or a new rule, I mean, how does it affect these drug dealers that we're going to expand background checks and have four states spend tons of money all the way down to the local level in new huge bureaucracies for mental health and all this other stuff? How does any of that affect these people that go around killing people indiscriminately? Indiscriminately. I mean, they often are aiming at a place for a reason. Obviously, it doesn't affect them. It only affects the law-abiding. You, a law-abiding citizen of upright standing, will find it harder to keep and bear arms. More hurdles. That's right. You'll be made. It's harder for you to keep and bear arms for your defense and the defense of your family and other innocent parties. But none of this does anything for the criminal element that commits most, statistically, almost all violent crime on a day-to-day basis. Somebody in one of the pieces I read, this KHOU piece said, gun violence in the U.S. can't be viewed as a solitary issue. Let's not accept daily gun violence as our norm. Who's accepting it? You guys on the left, and that was the Harris County Democrat sheriff saying that. But they're the people that say we can't hold people in jail. Oh, and we've got to get rid of cash bail, and we've got to put them out on the streets. I mean, right there in Harris County is the epicenter of that. You know, I'm sorry. If you use your intellect and listen, all of this stuff is always aimed at the people that don't generally, in any statistical sense, commit the crimes. All of the restrictions, all of the new bureaucracies, everything is about people that aren't full-time criminals. And what do we get from them, the people about the full-time criminals? Well, we can't leave these people in jail. Why? It's inherently racist because so many of the people we've arrested happen to be a minority of this, that, or other, you know, purple, pink, polka dotted. Then just arresting people and keeping them in jail then means we're institutionally racist against pink, purple, polka dotted people. Harris County Sheriff himself right there talking about we can't accept gun violence as our norm, except his political party and his fellow Democrats in his county are the ones behind putting these people out on the streets every day. Another headline, this out of Temple. Grand jury indicts Temple teen accused of sexually assaulting and fatally stabbing, what, a girl? No, a dog. KWTX, Greg Mosley Lopez III, been charged with bestiality, been held in the Bell County Jail. $250,000 bond in Bell County. In Houston, if he did that to a human being, they would argue that that bond is too high and he needs to be let out on the street. This guy denied allegations, later admitted to cutting the dog with a knife and then sexually assaulting the dog. I bring that up to ask you again. Mental health treatment, sure, but these are the things that happen before you intervene, just like a mass shooting. Who would think this guy's going to go and cut up a dog and have sex with it? 18-year-old. This is magical thinking, just like the war on poverty was magical thinking. That somehow people who make daily bad decisions, if we throw a bunch of money at them or provide services to them, they're suddenly going to increase their IQ or their decision-making and self-discipline and make good decisions all the time. These people are outside of the norm, and so systems in the norm aren't going to help.
Brad on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
Ransomware or a virus can completely shut down your business. But with managed services from Jeff Barker Computer Service, you can have the assurance of the world's best virus protection and do so without bloated software that slows your workstations. Jeff Barker Computer Service keeps your machines protected and is there to help if something goes wrong. Get the best, most efficient virus protection from Jeff Barker Computer Service. Visit jbcs.com, jbcs.com, to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Your Edward Jones financial advisor, Mark Miller, can help you build a strategy to help your finances keep up with your needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by Mark Miller's office at 3849 Oldham Lane in Abilene for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hey now, Robert Campbell with Campbell Containers out here on I-20 between Abilene and Clyde. Our yard is always open, so you can stop in and check out our inventory. Each container for sale has a little orange price tag on the door. I told my wife the other day we might make one into a little mother-in-law apartment, you know, that you can put out behind the house. I'm going to call it the Contain Her.
Robert!
It locks from the outside.
Robert!
Gotta stop before they multiply. Gafford Pest Control.
Keep your family safe and clean. And remember, with Gafford, there are no contracts locking you in. It's Gafford's service that will keep you coming back. Keep your family safe and clean with Gafford. Call Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292, or visit them online at GaffordPest.com.
Gafford Pest Control.
And now, a man who finds skulking youth in pullover hoodies far more menacing than citizens with pistols properly holstered in the open. It's firearm-friendly Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Here's a rundown from Trending Politics of what's in the this thing over the weekend where Cornyn and his Democrat buddies, and they all got together and said they've agreed on. Democrat Chris Murphy, Senator Murphy from Connecticut, announced on Twitter saying that we have a deal. It's a bipartisan group. He says, here's what it includes: major funding to help states pass and implement. In other words, they're going to twist states' arms to implement red flag laws, intervention orders. So we're diminishing states' rights and federalism in this, too. I mean, for Cornyn, who supposedly is an intellectual on these things and very strong on them, look what he's agreeing to. Another major area where the feds try to take over what's the state's business. Major funding helps states pass and implement red flag laws that will allow law enforcement to temporarily, take dangerous weapons away from people who pose a danger to others and themselves. Well, according to whom? Pose a danger? Future crimes. Billions in new funding for mental health. Are you listening to what I'm talking about? About what this is just another giant grow government scheme. Billions in new funding. Billions in new funding for mental health and school safety, including money for to build out community mental health clinics around the whole country. The people that need this stuff that are going to do bad with it are the last people who are ever going to go anywhere and ask for mental health help. Close the quote boyfriend loophole so that no best domestic abuser, a spouse, or serious dating partner can ever buy a gun again if they're convicted of abuse against their partner. A lot of people agree with that. One, that's not a federal issue. That is a state issue and shouldn't be a federal issue. And number two, you've got a lot of limited experience out there if you think that, well, anyway, first ever federal law against gun trafficking and straw purchasing. Well, that's first federal because it's already illegal in all the states. The states all do that. And it hasn't stopped it. So that's another ding against federalism. Enhanced background check for anyone under 21 in a short pause to conduct the check. In other words, you're going to put a waiting period on under 21. Clarification of the laws regarding who needs to register as a licensed gun dealer. I can bet that this is a backdoor way to making it you subject to becoming a felon with a private sale to your buddy or your family member. Because they don't have any specific language on this stuff. It's just a framework. Bill, let's see. And so now there's another Daily Wire. Ryan Saavedra explained all the points of it in a piece out late last night. Support for state crisis intervention orders provides resources to states and tribes. Indian tribes, to create and administer laws that help ensure deadly weapons are kept out of the hands of individuals whom a court has determined to be significant danger to themselves and others. Folks, they're lying to you how this works. This is dangerous, dangerous stuff. Good piece by Michael Quinn Sullivan today. Cornyn joins Democrats in Second Amendment compromise. NRA's already said that they will oppose any effort to insert gun control policies, initiatives, blah, 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 in this. But everybody's saying, you know, well, it's a framework. We can't go after a framework. Cam Edwards at BearingArms.com had a really good write-up before all this and then did an update after. But he talks about these red flag laws. And he says, expect the biggest fights in the days ahead to be over incentivizing states to adopt the red flag laws, which are already in place in 19 states. By the way, they're in place when states that have had mass shootings, including New York State with the Buffalo grocery store shooting. So they obviously don't work, again, as I pointed out. But he writes, while most of the criticism about the extreme risk protection orders focuses on due process concerns, I'm not going to reiterate those objections here other than to note that ex parte hearings aren't the only issue. The fact that public defenders are not offered to those subject to a red flag petition if they can't afford to hire an attorney is also a huge problem, and one that ensures many of those individuals are at a sizable disadvantage when their day in court finally arrives. It's just one of these things where the rich and wealthy can benefit, but the poor people that live in the worst neighborhoods and need the most protection can have their rights taken away, folks. Just letting you know. Even if those due process issues are addressed to critic satisfaction, which isn't likely to happen, there's another fundamental and inherent flaw embedded within red flag laws: a lack of mental health counseling or supervision. Red flag laws treat, quote unquote, a supposedly dangerous person by taking away for up to a year in some cases, though red flag orders can be extended with a new hearing, their ability to legally own a gun. That's it. That's supposed to fix the problem of someone being a danger to themselves or others. Many people have a false impression of what red flag laws are all about, he writes, that there's some sort of less severe version of an involuntary commitment which results in lifetime prohibition on gun ownership. They're not. Even Maine's yellow flag law only requires a mental health professional to be involved at the finding of dangerousness, which in itself is a vast improvement over traditional red flag laws because most of them don't even require a mental health expert to testify. But even if that professional determines that someone's a danger to themselves or others, there's no help offered or mandated anywhere in the law. Red flag laws are not about treating or even monitoring the person deemed too dangerous to own a gun. Not too dangerous to own knives, gasoline and matches, belts, ropes, or anything else they might use to harm themselves or others, mind you, just a gun. Red flag laws take their ability to lawfully own or purchase a firearm away from them, as well as any guns they might have in their possession, but they typically do nothing to treat the underlying and most important issue, the supposed dangerousness of the individual. Well, Robert, that's why they're going to spend all this money on mental health clinics. Okay, come on. Come on. Psychiatry and psychology do not know how to fix these problems, ladies and gentlemen. What they do is they work with people who want, it's sort of like addiction. They work with people who have come to a real point in their lives where they want to improve. And so what they do is, in general, there are always little exceptions here and there. In general, all these things do is work with the person who wants to help themselves to find ways to cope with, adapt to, and work around the mental health problem they have. We do not know how to change the brain, how to change these things. We do not know. And this is why I began with the shooting of that 7-year-old kid. Who thinks that the people that go around out there gangbanging and all this kind of stuff are going to be subject to any of this kind of stuff? Oh boy, the sale of pot's been down a little this week. Sale of cocaine's been a little down. I better go to the mental health crisis community center and get me some mental health. You see, that's actually what people think. They haven't thought through it all. This is why it's so despicable that Cornyn would hook up with these Democrats and others, because they know they're fooling people. They know that this is all about getting rid of an armed populace. It's not my conjecture. This is what they've been writing about forever. Globally, they have non-government organizations, NGOs, that foreign governments fund in the United States to take on our Second Amendment. Why? Our Second Amendment has nothing to do with it. Because the ruling classes believe that they are naturally the ruling classes, and that the citizenry should never be armed to be able to ensure that they continue to be treated fairly and maybe can rule themselves. The fact of the matter is, the people who commit crimes aren't going to be subject to this stuff. This is just another big set of hits on federalism. May not have a particular gun ban in it, but it's this taking them away is punishing people for future crimes. Anybody can do these hearings. They're often in secret. You don't have any defense counsel. You have very little warning. If you can't afford an attorney who's going to stand up for you, it's a nightmare situation. It is truly dystopian. Dystopian. It's future crimes. And there's no science out there, you progressives who want to put all your eggs in that basket. There's no science that can fix these mental things. This is all a dead end, and it's just growing government. And you're going to be less safe and less free, more hurdles to be able to protect yourself, and less free also from the standpoint of your money going to another wasteful government program. Folks, push back and push back now and hard. With Senator Cornyn, particularly, and all of the politicians, we don't need another war on poverty where our freedom is diminished, our money's taken for no results. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock, tuned to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.